year. I'll promise you, you're going to love this.
Hi, Chris. Chris, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Of course, it's my job to find the best package for the needs of your business, get you all the details and answer your questions. Also, though, to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's good. You?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. So I know that Maria does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. Well, of course the price is important because,
sure.
One, price is always important, but two is I'm a seasonal business. I just do window screens and screen porches and sliding screen doors and stuff like that. So
gotcha.
I'm seasonal. I'm over here in the Northeast, you know?
Sure, of course. And yeah, no,
I'm out in Quincy, Massachusetts, but the other
correct.
Thing is if you search for window screens or screen repairs, I am not the number one page. I'm like maybe two or three.
Right. Yeah.
I've done like that for years. So
right.
having one, two or three is the most important to me because one person's gonna call one, two and three about how fast they can get them and how much, you know?
Correct. Yeah, you're exactly correct. You definitely see the value to the service that we're offering here. And we are well aware of your situation. When I saw this position become available, I knew right away that, first of all, this is a great time for this position to become available, but also that whoever does decide to take advantage of this opportunity would most likely pause it when the season ends. And we do pause our service, whether you get more than you can take on, whether you need to go on vacation, or, of course, you can pause the service seasonally. So we wouldn't charge you while it was paused. If it was 3 months, 4 or 5, even 6 months paused, that's perfectly fine. As long as you're an active client, though, it would be our job to put you and keep you on that first page, of course, where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, you don't yet have a website, to be quite honest. You know, I misspoke a second ago. You don't have a website, right?
No, I don't. That's key.
Yeah. I mean, I misspoke a second ago when I said it's my job and our job to get you on that first page where people can see you. I mean, that's part of it, but the main job is to get your phone ringing, to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you. Of course, if they don't see you there, they wouldn't even know that you're in the area providing those services. But once we put you in front of those people, we have to make sure that they're able to see your work, see before and after photos, know that you are providing the service that they're looking for. And for a business like you, I mean, you've got decades of experience, even maybe a decade as an actual company. So that speaks volumes on a website, especially when you're looking for someone to come into your home. You want to know that you can trust them. You want to know that they're going to do a quality job and that you're going to be very satisfied with your investment. So we want to get you out there. I mean, it's not often that I speak with someone who's got, you know, 4 decades of experience doing what they do. You also do qualify as an established company for reduced pricing. And that's the best part about it. Like I said, as a pricing director, it's my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. We're not one of those companies that are trying to gouge you in the beginning and you know, whether you keep the service or not, we're still okay. That's not how we've been doing business for over 20 years. We've been around since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself since 2013. Actually, I'll celebrate my 12-year anniversary on the 17th of this month. So you would be in very good hands with us, and it is my job to make it affordable for you because your success is our success.
Would have to be affordable, and I don't know I know if you were to Google South Shore Screen and Windows or Screen Repairs, and you did find me at number 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to look at my reviews,
mm-hmm.
I may have over 100 reviews with
exactly
satisfactories, which are beyond my control. I tried working those things out. So when people go and look for screen repairs, I'm pretty much right up there. They do see my work history, and they do, most importantly, see my reviews.
Yeah.
I get my
So we just need to make it easier for people who might not go past those first few. I mean, 156 reviews, basically 5 stars, see 4.8. That's right. Really going to speak volumes. And like I said, we just need to make it easier for people to know that you are in the area providing those services. So now this would be local search engine optimization. I would also want to include Facebook ads just to get your website in front of people who might be looking on their Facebook page. Still very affordable. You're looking at $249.00. It would bill once a month, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. It really is kind of, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how much work you can take on, what the budget allows, but it really is designed for just one job that wouldn't have found you otherwise to more than offset the cost of the service. Of course, it's not designed for companies that are struggling or starving for work, but a few extra phone calls and more opportunities coming your way might even allow you to be a little more selective, pick and choose the job that's going to be more profitable for your time. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service and that exact amount of $249 designed to get more people to pick up the phone and call you, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I could honestly, I could use it, but I don't need it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like I said, it's not designed for someone struggling. I mean, obviously, you've been in business for quite some time. You've got even more decades of experience. And, you know, it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on either. But making it easier for people to know that you are providing quality work, people who might not know the name of your company, people who might not get recommended to you by someone who's used your services in the past. Most of the time, at least for some of the things we don't know who to call for, we don't call our dad anymore. We don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do use our smartphone. You know, we type it into our smartphone or our computer. We Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do.
And that's another plus for me is,
of course,
if someone has a ripped screen or needs a portrait closure
done, right,
that's what they're going to do. They're going to search Windows screen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like I said, but when they go and search that, they're gonna find me or number two or three or whoever it may be. But the thing is my business, there's only three or four of us here.
Sure.
In my area that do it. So you're not calling just a carpenter, a plumber, and they're a dime a dozen. So
right.
When they go straight, they're gonna only see three or four people do it. And they can do their research from three or four instead of a dime a dozen and see that three of how they're going to check your reviews, and then they're going to say, well, this guy's review is better than number two, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I do have my customers kind of.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. You do have an online presence above and beyond what most businesses have out there. I mean, not only do you have more than 150 reviews, you've got a verified listing, and you're right. I mean, it's not like a very competitive industry. You don't have dozens and dozens of competitors in your area. I know you are keeping it quite local. You know, like I said, it's really just my job to make it affordable for you so that we can get your phone ringing just a little bit more, make you a little bit higher up on the page. You know, some people, you know, they don't, it's unfortunate that a lot of times, even for something that's important, we don't take the time to make a good decision, or at least a well-educated decision. Sometimes we just go with like our first opportunity thinking, hey, you know, it's going to work out and it's going to be fine, you know, and that could be good or it could maybe not be good. For you, it might mean that someone who should have called you and maybe would have called you if you were first or second might have called one of your competitors just because they saw reviews that were good enough, a website that was good enough. Hey, it looks like, you know, he does exactly what I'm looking for. Let me at least call him. If his price is fair, I'll go with it. So you might be losing opportunities, not because people can't find you if they do their due diligence, but maybe because they're not doing their due diligence, you know? You want to make it as easy as possible as you can for people to know that you're in the area, see a website for you, and then have the ability to pick up that phone and call you. And, you know, like I said, it's not designed for someone struggling or starving. I don't think I'm breaking the bank at that that 249. I know you can survive without it, but I mean, you know, the old adage in real estate, location, 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 it works the same even if you don't have a brick and mortar location where people go. You want your business to be in that spot where people are going. And right now that's, you know, the first page of Google or Bing. It's the first, second, or third business that they see, and having your company right there with regularity for all of the keywords and search phrases that people would look for, anything related to your service. You know, that's what you want. And like I said, we've been providing this service for over 20 years. You'd definitely be in good hands with us. To be honest with you, I'm reducing the cost of that service below what it's going to cost us in the first month to get going here for you. But even though there is no contract, we do look long-term with our clients. We want to keep you a satisfied client. We want to earn your business 1 month at a time. We want to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. And from that point on, nobody cancels on profit. And like I said, if you're getting more phone calls, more opportunities, you might be a little more selective. You take the bigger job that will pay you well for your time, or a smaller job that won't take much of your time so you can move on to the next one. Maybe the materials mean a higher profit margin. I mean, it's all about kind of maximizing your time and making sure that each job is as profitable for you as it can be, because there's only so many hours in the day, right? It's not like you're starving for work and sitting on your hands. I mean, you're out there doing the work, but if you're getting paid more per job for your time, that's better for you at the end of the day, at the end of the year.
Yeah, because I have the opportunity that I can pick and choose.
Yeah, yeah. And we want that to continue to be the case, you know. And like I said, you know, I know that this is a position that you're going to want to pause. You know, that's perfectly fine. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. We don't take anything down either. Of course, we do stop working on things. We don't actively optimize when it's paused.
Can I not be meaning to sound rude, but can I interrupt and ask?
Of course. Sure.
I am located in Quincy right now. There's a possibility either May 1st or May 15th. I'll be leaving this area, but only going 10 minutes away, just moving over a couple towns over.
Gotcha.
So my question and my concern right now by talking to you, and if I did decide to move forward, is I would like to do this.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But I would like to lock in number one right now. But I really want to use your services as of May 1st.
So
I'm in the dilemma of right now getting it or calling in May 1st and doing it. You know what I mean? But
so that's a good question or concern, and I'm glad that you made me aware of it. So when or if you move, it sounds like more like when than if, it's really easy for us to change the content so that your placement is going to move with you. So you'll still be there. You know, it is a position that we are actively filling. We are looking to find just one company to work with. So I think you would benefit from it even if you are changing locations. In fact, that's going to benefit you more because you'll hit the ground running. We'll know in advance when you're going to be there. We'll make those changes on the fly, and then,
right,
you know, you'll have that placement for the new area, and you're not going that far away, right? So it is, you know, not like you're relocating to a new state or anything like that. And it's certainly not something that would give you enough reason to say, hey, I'm going to sit on things for right now. But let me do this, though. I actually can, because it's a new quarter. I can only do it once per quarter, and as of Tuesday, it's now the second quarter of the year of 2025. Time's flying. I'm allowed to do what's called a first week or a 6 week first month. And it's just like it sounds, right? Instead of it billing today and then a month from today, you would have 6 weeks for your first month. So you would actually not even see a payment. Well, it's six weeks and you know, 2 days, I guess. So you'd be seeing your next payment coming on the 18th of May, not on the 4th of May, which would be 30 days from now, but 2 weeks after that. So yep. 6 weeks and 2 days, basically a month and a half. It gives us more time to get you the return on your investment and more time for you to get settled in after the move. And then, of course, yep. from that point on, we just keep your phone ringing. Like I said, I'm allowed to do it. I wasn't expecting to do it the first week in the quarter, but I certainly would be willing to do that for you. And under the circumstances, it would make sense. So it would bill, like I said, today for $249. Your next payment wouldn't even be scheduled until May 18th, not May 4th.
All right. Another question for you is when you Google search either window screen repairs or South Shore screen and window,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you do it, you're going to see an image of my house.
Right.
Can you guys get rid of that?
We can. Yeah. You have a lot of photos here and we can either remove that photo completely or, I mean, that's what we would do. Even if we just change the order of those photos, that photo wouldn't show up right there. But, I mean, obviously you're service-based. This is not like a brick-and-mortar location. customers don't drive up to your home and knock on your door. You talk to them over the phone and you go out to their location. Yeah. So we are not Google. Of course, if anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd simply be telling stories. Google does make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have 100 locations or more. Anything less than that, it's the responsibility of the Google partner. But as a Google partner, we verify more businesses every day than just about everybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country, 41 worldwide. So, and Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door at home because you're probably not at home. You're out in the field working. So we just need to make it clear to Google that we can even hide that address. That is your home address on there? The 63? Okay. So, you know, Google doesn't want any information out there that's not helpful for a potential customer. And let's say someone drives out there, knocks on your door, you're not home, that's kind of a waste of their time, not your fault.
That's afraid of what's going to happen to me now is when I go and make my move on the 1st or the 15th of May, that image is going to be up there with my address, and I don't want people to keep coming to this location.
So no, absolutely. That's exactly correct. And that actually, I mean, if you can think of it this way, that makes Google look bad, right? Someone was using Google, someone found something on Google, and it was inaccurate information that wasted their time. So Google doesn't want that any more than you do. And especially with you moving, that gives us even more reason to say, hey, this needs to be taken care of immediately. So Google would actually be happy with not even listing a physical street address and, of course, no street view of what is your home and your street if people use that 360 on there. So that's definitely something that we would do for your business. In fact, Google would want to know that that's how you're running your business so that they can have that fixed. And that's kind of the issue that I'm seeing with a lot of businesses. I mean, you know, Google is that 600-pound gorilla, but it's also kind of an unwieldy sword too, right? There are cracks and crevices and things fall into them, and there are processes that kind of get kind of pigeonholed and it's a square peg trying to go into a round hole sometimes. We as a Google partner say, hey, this is something that needs to be fixed, and they're like, yes, you're right, let's fix it. So we'll definitely be able to fix that for you.
All right, excellent. All right, I guess we should – I was going to hold off until Tuesday, but why don't we – I need to make sure that picture in that location does get removed. Cause
that's priority one for us, really. I mean, obviously, we start everything simultaneously, many hands working at the same time to get these things going, but that's going to be priority one for us, one of the things that we start on away.
So what would I do? Find one of my images and use one of those?
So, I mean, like I said, you have enough photos on there to satisfy that knowledge panel. There's photos of your work and things like that. We don't need to have the photo of your home on there at all.
Oh.
So once we have access, and you don't have to do that. That's the beauty of it. Once you are a client of ours, we just ask for managerial access to your Google listing. Obviously, you still maintain ownership of that. If you ever stop using our service, you just rescind our access. But in that way, we can make those changes right away for you, and that's exactly what's going to help you with your business. So the next step here would be to schedule what we call a client interview. And it's exactly like it does sound. One of our experienced trained technicians will give you a call just to verify information that we already know about your business, make sure that we know things like mission statement, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. We talk about your services, your service area. That call takes about 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, and we can even schedule that for later on today. Now, the one thing that I am required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that you can stop at any time, or of course that you can pause it seasonally or as needed otherwise. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, it is actually pretty straightforward. I am, though, because we are a Google partner, required to read it, Chris, before I even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process the 249, and schedule that follow-up call. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just one quick second here to get that pulled up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice. Sure.
Excuse me, before we go into this voice access thing. My name is Bill.
Is it Bill? Why does it say Chris? I apologize, but it came across with Chris. I assume Maria asked you.
Because I get marketers and I get scammers and I get everything that call me all day and night long.
Okay.
I give them another name. So when they try to call me back and they say, is Chris there?
Then you know it's not someone you want to talk to. I might adopt that, Bill. Bill, that's genius. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I would have called you Chris about three more times, so I'm fixing that now. Okay.
No, don't call me on.
Your name is Bill, correct?
Correct. I'm the
owner, Oh, and you're the owner. Okay. First of all, I have to start from the beginning. This call may be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Bill, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Screen and window.
And I have the and as the ampersand, the symbol, not the word and spelled out. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I think that's more eye-catching. It makes people look twice at it. I like it that way. And then, Bill, it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bill Sweeney, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sweeney, that's W-S-E-E-N-E-Y?
S-W-E-E-N-E-Y.
Yeah, I just realized I said W-S, but, of course, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. And then, Mr. Sweeney, as the owner of South Shore Screen and Window, Bill, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Mr. Sweeney, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Bill, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
perfect. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is, of course, our job, Mr. Sweeney, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, Bill, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Bill, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, first of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, Mr. Sweeney. Of course, you won't need to. Bill, we are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Bill, that's fair enough, right? Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll actually make sure that that physical street address is removed, that the picture of your home is removed as well. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, et cetera, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Bill, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook ads are included, and of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. This is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 4th of the month in that same, well, let me reiterate. Normally it would bill on the 4th of the month. It is month-to-month, but I am applying here a 6-week first month. So although it will bill today on the 4th of April, your next payment won't be on the 4th of May. It won't be until the 18th of May, and future billing recurring on the 18th of the month moving forward, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, meaning, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. More importantly, you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, and of course, you can pause it seasonally as necessary. All that we do request, Bill, to prevent the charge the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Sweeney, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Bill, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $249, Mr. Sweeney, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? Any middle initial?
It's my name. It'll be actually William Sweeney.
I was going to ask, yeah. William, no middle initial, Sweeney, correct?
Correct.
And then you said it was a MasterCard bill. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5143. 7726-7279-7686.
And then the expiration month and year?
0327.
03 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
348.
I have 348-348. I've got April or 04 of 2027, correct, for the expiration date?
Yeah.
And then was the card... You said 03, though, right? That's what I thought you said. Why did I click April? 03.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I need to refill my coffee cup. So 03, which is March then of 2027. And then the card itself is at 5143-7726-7279-7686.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the current address, the 63, is it Sachem?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a 02 Sachem. And that's 02170, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So in about a minute here, Bill, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the support email and hours of operation. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
I can wait for an email.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll get an email in about a minute or so through our automated system. It's your welcome email that will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Keep in mind, and it might take a day or so, but once your tracking system is active, you'll have 24/7 access to it. It is almost real-time reporting, meaning that it updates throughout the day. So you'll have that on your welcome email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7, Bill. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address will be on there as well. You'll receive that by email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, which is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It would be too short notice to get you in at 1 o'clock, but I could do 2 o'clock, or this afternoon there is a 4 or 5, possibly 6 o'clock. I may need to see if they can...
I would honestly prefer 6. I'd prefer 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. Let me just send a real quick message and see... looks like we might not be able to do that 6 o'clock. Would 5... I could push it towards 5:30.
Yeah, let's do 5:30.
Okay, I'll push it towards 5:30, but it will be scheduled in that 5 o'clock hour here for you. Now, at 4 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and again, I'm going to put it in the notes here for our technician to push it closer to 5:30. You'll also receive in a minute or so here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there is no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That stands for client interview conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here for you. Just a simple question and answer, a little bit more security. In fact, that security question will attach to your account. So if anyone calls us, yeah, Bill, and tells us that they are with South Shore Screen and Window, even if it's you, Mr. Sweeney, and we recognize your voice, yeah, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, if you start getting phone calls a week from now, a month from now, any point down the road, if you get calls from someone who is not a potential customer, if they identify themselves as Google, if they say even that they're local Splash, they would need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they cannot provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. It would not be us. Bill, if anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. They definitely would not know that information. And again, you should just politely end the phone call. The voice verification was very clear. It bills once a month, today for $249, won't bill again until May 18th, not May 4th, and then on the 18th of the month moving forward in that exact amount. And again, it would never go up on you. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Bill, would you want for your security questions?
The first city.
The city? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Dorchester.
Okay, Dorchester. Yeah. And I have to type it. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. And then, did you happen to receive the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? You may not have received it just yet. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so you might not have already gotten that. You're going to get a couple of emails.
I haven't received anything yet.
Okay. Let me just verify the email that we have is, oh, that's the problem. What is your email address? I apologize. I never hit submit on that.
Is it possible to give two?
Yes. And we can put them both. We can list them where you want us to list them. But our system accepts the one for the emails that would be sent out to you. I can manually forward the emails to the other email address. But what is the primary email that you would want these emails to go to?
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to say it first, and then I'm going to spell it.
I appreciate
that. The Boston Ted at gmail.com. So it's PHEBOSTONKHED at gmail.com. So
at gmail.com. Gotcha. So THEBOSTONKH like Henry, E like Edward, D like David, at gmail.com. Okay, perfect. So I think our system might have tried to send that email already. Let me just manually trigger it, because that's why it's gonna show in processing. Our system is still trying to send it to nothing. And I apologize for that. I was on another screen. Let me just get that going, and then, okay. So you'll get that email in just a second or so here. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, that is a good number for us to call. And again, I'm going to push it not at 5 o'clock. I'm going to push it towards 5:30. But this number that we're speaking on is the number that you want us to call for your client interview, right? Okay, and then Bill, again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. So it looks like you may have had duplicate sent. I didn't know that our system would try to resend it, and I did manually send one, so I apologize for that. But it looks like now instead of zero, you have two of the emails, but at least you've got one. Just open up either one. It's going to say...
I got them.
Okay, so if you open that up, it says, hello, Bill, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then do you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the click here. It's hyperlinked. It'll go to the local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll above that line. It will walk you through everything that we'll be providing for you. Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But we'll mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will use Bing instead of Google. And we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too. Of course, we're doing the Facebook ad, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, but all the additional directories. Now, you see the long line that goes across. It populates your phone number and a few boxes. We would like you to click all of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages.
I clicked all three.
Okay. And then if you have not already, please do type in your name. It's going to need to be an exact match of the name on the billing, so don't type in Bill. Type in William Sweeney. You can copy and paste if you like. And then click the confirm signature box, which is the orangish colored longer box. If you're on your smartphone, it may help to turn it sideways for that box to pop up just a little bit higher. But once you've got your name in that box and click confirm signature, Bill, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've pushed out your future billing, that, of course, you can pause it at any time. It will also allow us to get that photo removed, get the address removed, and, of course, do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen. So you've already clicked the three boxes, and then have you typed in William Sweeney?
Yeah, I did all that.
Okay, and then you clicked the confirm signature box, right?
Yeah, and it brought me to a local Splash, and it says generate 10-time lead now.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to log into your tracking system. Of course, we have to do your client interview first for that tracking system to become active. But looks like you're all set and squared away on my end. Again, if I'm in between phone calls when our technician calls you pretty close to 5:30, then I'll be on that call as well. Technician has to make that call on their own. Again, if you like, you can ask them. You only have to ask them what the security question is. You can ask them what the answer is, and they'll know both the question and the answer. So you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time, pausing it when the season ends, and hopefully we'll continue to work with you season after season. Bill, I do want to thank you for your kindness and patience in taking this call. You also made me laugh a couple of times. I appreciate that too, especially on a Friday at the end of a long week. You definitely prefer Bill over William, correct?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure it's noted that way. Again, like I said, though, everything, because it's billed with William on it, went out that way. But we'll make sure to address you as William when we call you on this number. Should be pretty close to 5:30. I'll request that they push it out towards the end of that one-hour window. Okay?
Good enough, Paul. I appreciate everything.
I appreciate you as well, Bill. Hopefully I'm able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you right at or pretty close to 5:30.
Yep.
You take care until then. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.